Hi, and welcome to St. Mark's Lutheran Church Online. Thanks for joining us today as we worship our God. Today is the last Sunday in end time. Boy, this has been such a good church year. This is literally the last Sunday of our church year. So think about everything that we've celebrated already. This church year, we started with Advent as we looked forward for the coming of our Savior. We celebrated in Christmas when our Savior was born, Epiphany when he was revealed to the world, Lenten season where we prepared ourselves repentantly for Holy Week, Easter when he was victorious over death, Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, and then all of a sudden all of those blessings that we celebrated throughout all of Pentecost, and now finally end time. And here on this last Sunday in end time, we celebrate who's going to be sitting on the throne forever. Christ the King Sunday is today. You'll see that reflected throughout the worship service, of course. And we begin our worship with a hymn that reminds us that he is the King of creation, our beautiful Savior. God bless your worship today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful.
and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil, and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, by your victory you have broken the power of the evil one. Fill our hearts with joy and peace as we look with hope to that day when every creature in heaven and earth will acclaim you, King of kings and Lord of lords, to your unending praise and glory. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now go to God's Word as we consider that Christ is the King, our eternal King. We see that in Ezekiel chapter 34, that Christ was always going to be our King, our Shepherd King, to guide us, the Son of David Himself. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries. I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord. We join together in a hymn called, There is a Higher Throne.
Amen.
Our second lesson today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul assures us that Christ will be made king over everything, even death. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For he has put everything under his feet. Now, when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. But when he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. The word of the Lord. The gospel for today comes from Matthew chapter 27, where we see a different picture of a king, one that you might not think be enthroned on high, but you and I know what Jesus is doing here. He's winning our salvation. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on its head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. The Gospel of the Lord. We now confess our faith in our King and how he reigns and what he did according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This makes us want to praise Jesus' name, so we will with the hymn of the day, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name."
God's grace and peace are yours, brothers and sisters. Thanks to Christ,
our King. Amen. The sermon text for today will be the gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 27, if you'd like to follow along. Let's begin with prayer. O Lord, guide us in understanding your scriptures today. Help us to see more clearly your reign. Amen. You ever just miss something? I'm not talking about when you haven't seen someone or something for a while. I'm talking about missing something like you just totally don't get it or you don't see it. You know, it's like when someone says something and everyone else around you starts laughing, but you don't because you totally miss the joke. Or if someone's trying to explain something to you and you're just not understanding, it's totally going over your head. Or it's like when we play hide-and-seek with our two-year-old. Sometimes you think, I'm hiding somewhere where she's obviously going to find me. It's going to be easy. And yet she walks in there and doesn't see you at all. That kind of missing something, totally missing it. Well, today we're going to talk about some people who totally miss something. Someone, really. There are some people who just totally don't see who it is right in front of them and who he is. Today we're going to talk about how Jesus is the hidden king. And we'll see how that not only was true back then, but it's true right now, and we'll see what that means for our future. The soldiers of Pontius Pilate just totally missed it. They didn't see it. Jesus had been arrested, had been handed over, tried, sentenced to crucifixion for claiming to be a king, and yet they just didn't see it. Some king, huh? Can't really blame them in a way. What are kings supposed to look like? They are all cleaned up. They have a nice robe. They have a shiny crown. They sit on a big shiny throne. They're in a nice palace. They say, do this, and people do that. They have soldiers and advisors and bodyguards and so on. Yet before them was this lowly, bloody, lonely man. He had been rejected as king by his own people he was supposed to be king of. So you can understand why they missed it. They totally just didn't see who it was in front of them. And so when they were told to flog and crucify him, they decided to have a little fun. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. It was dripping with sarcasm, of course. This man not only claimed to be a king, but the King of the Jews, no less, and those despised, lowly people. You can imagine all of the laughter as they're doing this to Jesus. But sadly, that laughter turned to something a little bit nastier. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. And after they had their fun, it was time to get back to business. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. Some king, huh? Not exactly what you'd picture a powerful and authoritative king to do. In fact, he didn't do anything. Take a closer look at that paragraph, those five verses. I want you to see every single time that it references Jesus. What do you notice? Now maybe you were told that today there would be no grammar. Sorry, we're going to have a little grammar. Every time you see Jesus mentioned here, he's not the subject of the verb. He's always the object. That means that he's not the one doing the action, It's all being done to him. Take a look at all the pronouns, too. I don't think I've ever seen a paragraph in Scripture have so many pronouns talking about one person, and yet not one he. It's always him or his. All of this is being done to Jesus. Now, you'd expect a king to be doing something, not being inactive. I mean, kings get stuff done. They command people and things get done. And yet here Jesus is letting all this happen to him, mocked, sarcastically robed and crowned, given a staff, spit at, beaten, even crucified. Some power and authority, huh? Some king. You can understand why the soldiers missed it. They just didn't see it. It was hidden to them. Brothers and sisters, you and I often don't see it either. When I told you earlier that we'd be talking about some people who just missed it, didn't see Jesus for who he truly is, I wasn't talking about these soldiers. I was talking about you and me. You and I just often fail to see Jesus' kingship. We get lost in the hiddenness of our hidden king. And that's a greater shame than what these soldiers did to him. We know who he is. These soldiers didn't. And yet, look at what we can do to our king. We can question his power and authority. We can think him inactive in this world. We take a look at the world and we see his people are mocked and his name is mocked and jeered. His people are harmed and even killed. And we think, Lord, aren't you going to do anything? We can pray to him. And sometimes we just feel like nothing happens. So we wonder, Lord, are you even up there reigning at all? But we don't just question and mock his authority. We actually do mock it with our lives as well. Our king tells us something and we sometimes doubt it or reject it. Our king commands us to do something and we instead disobey his commands and do what we want instead. Our king even tells us to follow him, and yet sometimes we can shy away because we know of just the little bit of suffering that might come with that, fraction of what he went through. Look at what we can do to our king, just like the soldiers. And just like the soldiers, the reason we do it is because we get lost in this foolish idea of what a king should look like. We consider the worldly perspective of what a king should look like and really miss what it truly means to be a king. The soldiers missed it. You and I miss it. We just don't see it. Our king is often hidden, even in our minds and hearts. But a hidden king is still a king. We might not see it, acknowledge it, honor it, but that doesn't mean that he isn't working. Our king is reigning. Even though we may look at a situation and all outward appearances, it doesn't seem like it, he's reigning. Case in point, these five verses in Matthew 27. Jesus is not the subject of these verbs here. He is the object. But don't you think for a second that he isn't doing anything here. He is the object, but that was always the plan. 700 years before, Isaiah had prophesied this very thing. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Don't think Jesus was doing nothing here. He was doing something. He was doing exactly what the plan called for. He wasn't the subject, he was the object here, and that is what was always meant to be. God sent his Son to be the object of scorn that you and I were supposed to be. Isaiah also says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was always going to be the object. He was always going to be the one who was going to take our pain and suffering. This is what a king truly does. Our Savior King used his suffering to pay for our sins. Our King lowered himself, humbled all the way to this point that we might be lifted up. A king that goes to battle against the worst enemies, sin, death, the devil, and becomes victorious for his people and makes sure to take every battle wound so that we are healed. That is a true king. Jesus wasn't doing nothing here. He was doing something. He was winning our forgiveness. And what really makes you understand his power and authority is that fact that it was all prophesied 700 years before, very vividly 700 years before, not including all of the other prophecies. I don't know about you, but if a king said this is what's going to happen 700 years in the future and the exact same thing happens to a T, I'd think that that king has something going on there. Especially when you consider the double irony that's here. Did you catch that as we're reading this? These soldiers, by what they were doing to him and what they were saying to him, were actually fulfilling the very thing that they were sarcastically, ironically making fun of him for. The deeper irony is that, yes, he is indeed the king of the Jews, just as God had prophesied. The Jews, especially, that the despised, lowly people, fits the description perfectly. Jews, that comes from Judah, all the promises that were there through the tribe of Judah, through Abraham, the son of David, all of it, all encompassed there. God's kind of showing off here when it comes to his power and authority as king. I don't know about you, but I don't want to doubt that power and authority if he's got that kind of authority. It may be hidden, but it's there. He's working. And you and I cannot just take comfort in what that meant back then, but also what it means for us right now. Even though all appearances might be that you don't see it, you don't see Jesus being our king, he is there actively working. He's there reigning. Just take COVID, for example. Now, I know we're all tired of thinking about COVID and talking about COVID, but think about our king reigning through COVID. People in this world, and especially in this country, didn't care for him. He was hidden to them. They didn't see him. Yet what does major hardship do? It makes you look up. It makes you think about the meaning of life and what happens after this life ends. Meanwhile, what's God doing? More churches are doing more online than ever before. More churches are reaching more people than they ever have before, just like we are. People are learning about who Christ is more than ever before. And when you think about people who are hurting all around us, well, God has given his people a new heart to follow their Savior King's example and sacrifice a little bit of comfort for them. Food drives, meal drives, time, encouragement, aid, and so on. All so that people can see all the more clearly that Christ is King and what he did for us as King. That's like Jesus is playing three-dimensional chess while the world and the devil are still trying to figure out Candyland. Jesus is reigning. He's actively working. He may be hidden, but But he's working. And one more thing to remember, our hidden king will not remain hidden. He won't be hidden for long. No, someday all the world will see our king sitting on his throne, reigning victorious. So you and I can take that in our suffering and all the pain that we have and understand what's truly going to happen someday. Now, I made fun of a little bit our two-year-old a little bit earlier. It's only fair and even that I make fun of our four-year-old too a little bit. Just last Sunday, I was making fun of our son when we were watching football. Every time I turned it to a new football game, he would tell me who he was cheering for in that game. And guess who he was cheering for every time? The team that was winning. He would read the score on the bottom and he would say, "Dad, I'm cheering for this team or that team." "Oh, I wonder why." "It's because they have more points." And I was making fun of him last week, but really, he's on to something. What's going to happen in the end for all of this? Who is going to win? We know that. Jesus is going to win. That's what we're celebrating today, the last Sunday in end time. Christ the King Sunday. He's going to reign victorious on his throne. All enemies will be placed under him. He will reign forever and ever. I don't know about you, but I kind of want to be on the side of that king. So even as we go through all this pain and suffering, even as we do that in his name, we know everything's going to be just fine because he might be hidden now, but he won't be hidden for long. And so we listen to his voice. We obey his commands. We follow him confidently because of what it means someday. In the end, our king reigns victorious. So yeah, we might miss it sometimes. We might not see him for who he is. We might get lost in the hiddenness of our hidden king and think he's inactive. But thankfully, God puts scripture like this before us to remind us that the opposite is true. Our Savior King has been victorious and won our forgiveness. Our Shepherd King tends and cares for his flock day by day. And our King, even though he's the hidden King right now, will not be hidden for long. So may he continue to reveal to you so that you can see it all the more clearly that Christ reigns. Always does, always will. Amen. And may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in your faith in Christ the King. Amen. We now join together to sing a song in response called "Create in Me" on page 9. Thank you for your continued support of our ministry as we get the gospel out to a world that desperately needs it. You can submit your thank offerings via the mail or also online. If you would like to do so online, you can find the QR code at the end of this, the worship bulletin. We continue with the prayer of the church. And as we pray the prayer of the church, we especially keep on our minds and hearts those faced with health challenges, including Vicki Underwood, Ryan Hopping, Elaine Harmel, and Homer and Norma Carson. We pray. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. You are worthy, O Christ our King, to receive honor and glory and praise, For you created all things by your will, and they were created and have their being. Alleluia.
For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
You are worthy, O Christ our King, to receive honor and glory and praise, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased us for God. From every tribe and language and people and nation, you have called us into your kingdom and have made us priests to serve you, our God and Father.
Help us live as royal priests.
We give thanks to you, O Christ, our Shepherd King, because you have searched for us and found us. Lead us to the green pastures and quiet waters of your saving love, so that we may enjoy peace and comfort for our souls.
Heal our hearts when they are broken with sin and guilt. Strengthen us when we are weak.
We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. Come with your mighty power to break and defeat every evil plan and purpose of the devil, of the ungodly influences and ideas of the world, and of our own sinful nature. Use your power to calm the unrest among the nations and peoples, so that your kingdom may spread and grow.
Strengthen our confidence in knowing that your kingdom will never be destroyed.
O Christ, our King, you have supremacy over all. You will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. You have destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Reign in our hearts, that we may serve you more faithfully and speak more boldly to others of your saving love.
Praise be to the Lord God, who alone does marvelous deeds. May the whole earth be filled with his glory.
Lord, we thank you on behalf of those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week. Continue to shower them with your blessings and give them many more years to serve you. We ask for your continued care over all who are faced with health challenges. Guide them and their doctors. Bless their health. Comfort them with your power. And sustain them with the knowledge that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords.
The Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Join together in the hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Thank you.
We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Join together in our closing hymn, Lord, when your glory I shall see. Good morning. Thanks for worshiping with us online. A few announcements for you today. So first of all, if you are a visitor joining us online, let us know that you connected with us with our connection card. You can find that online under the Connect tab on our website. Sunday school and Bible study will continue online, so Bible study will be in here from about 9:15 till about 10 a.m. And Sunday school will have already been mailed to you, the sheets for your students. You can find the videos in the email, that weekly blast that gets sent out, or also linked on our website as well. A big thank you for all of those who helped out with the food drive. If you can get a chance to check out our Facebook or Instagram pages for how much we had. We had a lot, and when we showed up at the food bank, they all went, whoa! So it was really neat to see God work through St. Mark's to help people out these days, especially as the holidays come up. Thanksgiving service is coming up this week, Wednesday at 7 p.m. online. So nothing here in person. We'll be having our Thanksgiving service online, Wednesday, 7 p.m. So join us at stmarkslutheran.com. Midweek Advent services will be doing about the same thing. So we won't have any dinners together beforehand, and we will also do online at 7 p.m. on those Wednesdays coming up. So Advent services, 7 p.m. online. Advent by candlelight is still a go, though. So Sunday, November 29th, I believe it's a week from today at 6 p.m. It's going to be about 1 hour this year. You can contact Penny Boshaw if you have any questions. Penny Boshaw. Another way that we get to help out is a meal drive that's coming up. So food drive is different than our meal drive. So the food drive was for before Thanksgiving. That's where we receive food donations. The meal drive is a little different. We're asking for monetary donations, and it was because we were in contact with Christian Aid and Relief, and they suggested a meal drive around Christmas, especially this year, with people in need. And they said monetary donations so that we can go out and buy the food, and they will match us dollar for dollar on what we have for that. So if you have a chance, if you're able to, put it on your heart to give toward this meal drive for that. We can do that. Let us know. Please submit that online. You can put meal drive under the item box there on the website. And along with that then, handing out those meals, we're going to have probably a sign up online, and then handing out those meals, we're going to do something kind of fun that the whole community can be a part of if they would like. And we're going to do a drive-through live nativity. So we're going to have about 7 stations that kind of show the Christmas story so that people can see the reason for the season. And then at the end, we'll have some goodie bags for kids. We'll also have, at the very end, the meals that we hand out to families in need. So if you would like to help out with that, we need some volunteers to help play maybe different roles here and there, maybe sing in the choir, the angelic choir that we're going to have there. Lots of different things that we can do. Set up, take down, all of that. Let me know. We'll be following all the COVID guidelines. We'll have plenty of hand sanitizer and all of that. We'll be safe. And it'll be a little cold. It will be, but we can bundle up. And a way for us to show people the reason for the season and show God's love. So that's coming up in December. See, we also have an announcement about Darren Vogt, our acting principal for this year. I have a letter from Darren. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ of St. Mark's Lutheran Church and School, on Friday, November 20th, I, Darren Vogt, received a divine call to serve as 5th to 6th grade English and language arts teacher at Atonement Lutheran School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In the upcoming weeks, my wife and I will be carefully and thoughtfully deliberating where we can best serve our God for the 2021 to 2022 school year. We understand that this call comes at a very difficult time for our school. However, the prophet Jeremiah said it best, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We are confident that God's plan will be carried out. My family and I ask for your thoughts and prayers during this deliberation. Rooted in Jesus Christ, Darren Vogt. So keep Darren and Ruth and Nola, of course, in your prayers as he continues to deliberate where he can best serve in God's kingdom. For other announcements and news, you can find those in the weekly news on our website or in the email blasts. May God continue to bless you as you celebrate Christ the King and what's going to happen on the last day. Have a good week.
please.